Harper Square Press and Harper Audio present The Trunk, a novel by Kim Jia-ryung, translated by The Collab, performed by Greta Jung. One. It was our last night together. The husband had been just the right amount of nice and had kept an appropriate distance. Work would be so much easier if all the husbands were like him. Earlier that day, I had filled the fridge with that Belgian beer he likes. He had one of those kimchi refrigerators and, as it turned out, the drawer was just the right size for beer bottles. The husband had it set to the optimal temperature for kimchi taste preservation, and would pull out beers as though he was plucking out radishes from the ground. When I first came to the house, my heart dropped at the sight of the fridge and kitchen shelves stocked full of booze. There were bottles of alcohol everywhere, as though the kitchen had been filled by an alcoholic compulsively storing liquor. I asked myself why I had even made it to a spouse list in the first place. Did anything in my profile or sample video indicate that I liked to drink a lot? I had mentally prepared myself to ask for an early divorce, even if that meant being punished by the company. It looked like I had stepped in some real shit. Just some terrible luck, really. At first, I kept my phone attached to me at all times, so that I could call the rescue team in case the husband got sloshed and started messing around in any way. Letting first-timers into year-long marriages without any kind of trial was bad company policy. A colleague of mine once lived with a first-time spouse who hadn't been properly vetted. She was beaten within an inch of her life and had to be rescued. Since the husband was obviously to blame, he received no refund. But my abused colleague was still penalized with a 3-month pay cut for the early termination of marriage. Anyway, fortunately, I never saw any horrible drunken behavior from the husband. He liked to drink, but he didn't overdo it. And his only unusual drinking habit was to impulsively buy more alcohol. At home, the husband usually just had a few of his Belgian beers. Apart from the initial shock of his strange liquor collection, our marriage was smooth sailing. I had packed all my possessions earlier during the day. My luggage now wasn't very different from what I'd first brought with me when I arrived at the husband's house. I had a few more clothes now, but I'd be throwing out almost everything else. I usually felt a sense of relief throwing things out at the end of a marriage. The only thing I kept as a memento was the wedding ring, which the company gave to couples when they exchanged their wedding vows. All the other little things I used, slippers, a toothbrush, etc., all went in the trash. If I could, I'd get rid of every little scrap of this marriage. I looked at the 14-karat gold thread ring on my finger. Tomorrow, it would go back into its ring box, along with all memories of the husband. The husband got me as his first wife after he signed up as a member. Han Jung-won, 40 years old, a music producer who works under a pseudonym, never makes media appearances, one-time divorcee. That was all the information I received. But I was confident it was accurate because the company I worked for, Wedding and Life, or W&L for short, did strict checks before accepting new members. W&L was an exclusive matchmaking company with a huge reputation. Some even said that most singles in Korea felt compelled to sign up. I was a member of New Marriage, NM, W&L's dedicated VIP department. We were given the entire third level of the W&L office.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?